I'm Mr. President Ira. How are you? Glad to see you. Glad to see you.
All right. Hi, George. How are you? Glad to see you.
Hi.
Hi.
Right.
See you, Mr. President. Come on over here and sit down. They want to get to the mayor.
Say, sir.
Go on.
We're the last team to get to the chair here. I'll sit on your right.
That's right. That's right. I'm sorry. You go ahead and take pictures. Do you want to, press picture of this?
We'll have the press picture in about 5 minutes. The briefing is going on right now.
Oh, okay.
So, all right. Well, conclude your meeting when you're ready.
Fine. Well, bring them in so we can sort of post up fine. As soon as they're ready. Fine. Well, I know about all of your many accomplishments for veterans and jobs and all that sort of thing and so forth, but the main thing is about your election.
That's well put, and I appreciate that. We are working very hard on the budget. We appreciate your statements, which we heard over the air several times, that particular Sunday, which you were praising Cleveland. The election at the moment, without an opponent, my acceptance in an 8-1 Democrat city is 70%. That's not bad. My Gilligan's acceptance in my city is 30%. You know, he's the governor, and he's the Democrat.
He's going down in popularity.
Oh, very. Where?
What's causing him to go down or up?
Mostly the increase in taxes that got such a tremendous amount of publicity during the first year of his administration. He took the amendment that was adopted by the people last year as a sign of a vote of confidence, but it wasn't. The amendment was a killing amendment. It was not. It was not only would it have annihilated the tax structure, but that it was taken away from the legislature all power to enact taxes, and so that's the reason that the amendment was defeated. But he took that as a personal victory for himself. Things look good. Out there, things look good. I mean, I don't know what's happening here in Washington, and I know that the newspapers are concentrating on one issue and one issue only.
Yeah.
But when I get out in Cleveland, and I go to the outrage of Monte Carmel, as I was last night, I say, what's this about Watergate? Do you know anything about Watergate? I tell people, they say, no, I don't know anything about Watergate. They don't know what it's all about. They figure that somebody tapped somebody else's phone and that the politicians are blowing it all out of proportion. Now that's about the
kind of ready answer.
Right. I think so.
Well, that's the thing. Why don't we get the picture? When they come in, there's usually reporters who won't talk and start pleasantries.
Sure.
Let me ask you something here that you'd be looking at while they're
here. I have some proposals.
Something about the Browns or
Chairman Bush.
All right.
This is your town, and these are projects that are extremely These are projects that are extremely important to the city of Cleveland. And
preceded your visit to Poland.
I knew there was going to be a tremendous welcome to this.
to Cleveland. Is that fair enough?
I don't know that you're worth money.
Really, is that fair enough? Can we absolutely say that the level of the media?
If you can give those instructions now, where would your people, there would be no problem in getting. What we're talking about here is, one of the main things I'm talking about here is that we have the largest unemployment rate in the United States of any of the 12 largest cities. The 20 largest cities.
Larger than Detroit.
Larger than Detroit. We have the largest unemployment percentage-wise, 10%.
Right.
And while we know, and listen, I know the value of your federal revenue sharing program. I know the value of the general revenue sharing. I know the value of special revenue sharing. I preached it just like I did preach the gospel in the last campaign. I was one of your surrogates. I'm sure you're aware of all that.
I know.
And I loved to go out because I knew what I was talking about. I knew all about revenue sharing.
Government is going forward, and we were elected to do great things. We were elected to go north of your cities. I mean, we're concerned about that. They have the high priority that they should have. That's why we're having you here as a mayor, among other mayors. We're concerned, for example, about the whole problem of not only the immediate problem in the cities and so forth today, but people are worried about inflation. Inflation is a nagging problem. But one of the reasons that we have to keep our federal budget down is that we don't want to add to it through the budget, see? But on the other hand, we're going to beat this inflation then. It'll look a lot better, in my opinion, this fall. That's what you want. Because now, in other words, we're taking the heat, we're taking the upsurge now. The main point is, in terms of the attitude, you can just say that they have no concern. We won a great victory in 1972, and right now we're going forward with what the people elected us to do, to bring peace to this world and to bring prosperity without war and inflation to our country. That's what we're doing.
It might be interesting in order to carry 20 of the 33 awards in the city of Cleveland. That's the first time a presidential candidate has done that in the history of the city, at least in modern history, when everybody has known in the last 50 years they've all become.
So thanks to Ralph Burton. My daughter's told me how great she
was. Oh, she was wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I fell in love with her. Now, the one thing he fell in love with was not Tricia, but Julie. She came in one day at noon, and the crowd downtown were tremendous, and they all flocked into the mix of them chords. And she was on the stage as calm and as quiet, you know, as cool, and she made a beautiful little speech for the president.
Mr. President, we've got to get out of here.
Well, you are going to leave the case, though, haven't I? They're going forward. We're not fiddling around. We're not everybody here all wallowing around. Don't you want to get where that job is being done? And
we're going forward with this.
I mean, if people received that well, you know, I was in Lincoln, Nebraska last night. You know, that's what I asked you. Yeah, Lincoln and then Tucson and that before. I think it's neat to do something to get it in perspective, because they're reading the headlines and that, but they understand it when you present it that way. This guy and his cabinet is great. Just one quick word, we'll get out of your way. When he had the cabinet meeting, I attended to get in and lecture these guys. The darnest cross section of fellows you've ever seen. He said, all right, here's the way we stand on revenue. Yeah. You know, they get their orders, and they all fan out through that building. You know, here's the way we're supporting the revenue. Now look, it's better for Cleveland. And he just lays it down, and they all fan out through these wards. And God, if we have a little of that one. But the other thing is, we're winning elections, mayor's elections, right now. Yesterday in Annapolis, Maryland. Yesterday in 40% black Oakland, California.
Oakland,
the guy won by about the same percentage he won the primary. Ready, a Republican. Right. But the point is, right here in Alexandria, commissioners, if the Republican Party was going to be wiped out by the prediction, of course we're not.
Well, we're going to have a couple of three tough months. And then basically there's going to be all sorts of crappy charges that are going to be out here in summer. But let me say, then we're going forward with business in this country, and the country's going to remember that. That's what we're going to be talking about when you're running next September.
That's important. Let me make this. Can I talk to you?
Sure. Of course. Now then.
One of the things, I understand Cleveland politics probably better than any guy in this century in Cleveland. You know. The two things I need, I may get them. I may not. The two things I need to absolutely assure me of victory, come hell or high water, are the press and the plain dealer. Now, if the president is in a position, I'm not asking, I don't know what
the plain dealer.
And the town veil is in the plain dealer.
I know.
The press is Scripps Howard, and that would be, I guess that's Roy Howard in New York.
Yeah.
Now, the problem I have is that my Democratic opponent, who is a multimillionaire, has been in some business dealings with Roy Howard. Roy Howard.
You'll get Vail, I think, what will be.
Well, Vail is very close friend of yours, and he has a lot of respect.
Give my regards. Tell him that I asked about him and so forth, and tell him about y'all. I hope he supports you.
Go ahead. And I'll tell him that.
Right.
But
the rest people, I don't know. I know Jack Howard, but what do you mean?
He might be in a position.
I'll tell you what you do. That'd be a better way to do it. Tell Klein to come get a hold of Jack Howard. Tell him we think. majority you keep talking about.
Let's ask this.
You will, David, and